Hey guys, Pastor Jürgen here. I'm so glad you're tuning into one of our powerful messages that is guaranteed to absolutely elevate your life to another level. At Awaken, we only want to preach fresh, real, powerful to help you grow stronger in your walk with God, develop your faith so you can take more territory. I'm praying that God blesses you and enriches your soul as you listen to this amazing word from God. God bless you.
My title today is called Restored. And I've been on this journey for about a year. A year of restoration, probably more than that. But it's been a long journey of restoration for my life. And a little bit of what we touched about my father, I'll get into that. But I'm really sensing that God wants to restore something in your life. Something that maybe you didn't even know needed to be restored. And I say that because I've had an example. I've had some hard things that I've gone through. And I didn't even know, but God revealed it to me. And by someone ministering to me and speaking it to me. Something specific, and I'll get into it. But as we get at the end of the service, I really want you to prepare your heart. Because I went somewhere not knowing to get something, and I got something from God. So maybe tonight, that's you. Tonight, you thought, well, you know what? It's just another service. It's some guy I've never even heard of. Who is this guy? And that's right. Maybe you never heard of me, and it doesn't matter about me. What it matters is what God wants to get to you. And what God wants to tell you specifically. Move me out of the way. Don't look at me. Look at what God wants to get to you. God is trying to get something to you, and you might not even know. You might not even identify. But let me tell you, He's trying to get something to you, okay? And you got to understand that you might not even know. And I say that over and over because it happened to me. So our verse today I want to talk about is in James 5:16. Says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, this is the part I want to talk about. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So let me stop right there. When I read that in the past, I'm like, I can't live up to this. I looked at righteous man, and I'm just like, I'm not a righteous man. I can't do that. And if you keep reading, it gives you an example of what a righteous man is. I'm like, I can't do that. And I don't know how to do that, you know, and I didn't understand that. I understood what it meant, but when it says avails much, it availed much in my life and how I was lacking, okay? It's going to get better, but I have to build something here for you guys, okay? So stay with me, please. Stay with me. You know, I was lacking, you know? I'm going to talk a little bit about my failures, if that's okay. I mean, I love to be transparent. I love talking about failures because the failures, I believe, for me, when I hear somebody go through something and gets victory on the other side or gets a blessing or gets restored, it's so much more sweeter because I can connect with that person. It's hard for me to connect with someone who's perfect all the time, and I don't understand that, you know what I mean? Because I have issues. I got problems. I need solutions. I need some help. I need, what have you been through? What has God done in your life? Show me what God has done in your life. I need to know, because if you haven't gone through nothing, then I can't connect. But if you've gone through some stuff, that means God's done something in your life. And that's like, okay, tell me, what has God done? It builds my faith. I understand. I get it. I understand what's going on now because, hey, God is real. But that's all I keep hearing, but I don't hear anything. I was like, okay, you've gone through stuff. Man, you've walked through some stuff. I can connect with you. And I love that because we are going to go, what talks about, and you'll have tribulations, but be of good cheer. So I smile a lot. I don't know if you noticed. Why? Why do I smile? Because I felt like so much always just depressed, downcast. And I felt like what I'm about to talk about, I just want to stick it to the enemy. You know what I mean? When I smile, I just want to let that guy know, hey, you didn't beat me. You know, I'm not defeated. There's nothing you can do to put me down. It doesn't matter what you've tried or what you've attempted. I'm smiling, even if I don't have it all figured out, even if I don't know what I'm going to do next, even if I don't know what's the next step, I'm smiling because I know who I serve. I know who is with me. I know where I'm headed because God is with me, right? So it's very, very interesting, this verse, because I felt very, I don't think I can do that. So come January 2nd, 2017, I know we talked about my father, but I had another father in my life. He was my stepfather, Joe. Love him to death. He came into my life when I was about 14. So he was really my father figure, if you can say. And I prayed and I was coming to this church and nothing wrong. I was just praying. And I know he got cancer. We're praying, you know, and I got my boy. We're all praying. We're all believing God's going to heal him. God's going to heal him. Well, he doesn't, you know, and he passes away. It was tough for me. I didn't have it figured. I'm not going to say, oh, it's all right. No, it was hurt. It hurt me. I felt the separation even from God. I couldn't even love God. What I didn't understand what it was, but I felt a block that I could no longer want to get in the presence of God. I could no longer want to come. I came to church, and I would put a fake smile on because I didn't want anybody to know I was hurting. And I was just like, but God, what happened? What's going on? And it just was painful. So when I read this verse in the past, right? When I read this verse, I'm like, man, who's right? I'm not righteous. I can't do this. I don't understand. I even prayed for my stepfather that I loved and nothing happened. And why? And so I get into a very bad place. And what I mean by that is I get disconnected with God. I no longer have intimacy with him. I just don't even want to love him. I can't even say the words, God, I love you. Because I didn't understand, right? And so fast forward about a year? We go, and this is why I say, you might have come to the church today expecting one thing, but God wants to do something in your life, right? So we go to this breakfast, brunch, you know. Pastor Alicia, Pastor Lance, they were our leaders, and they invited us to this breakfast, and it was, you know, a bunch of, pastoral care, I think it was. So it was a pastoral care meeting, but it was like breakfast. Really nice house, and it was great. And guess who was there? Was Pastor Mike Connell. I was like, ooh, nice, cool. I didn't expect anything, okay? If you don't know who Pastor Mike Connell is, get with me later. You can get on the YouTube. He's an amazing pastor. He's our pastor's covering. He's awesome, right? So he comes, and he speaks to us, and we can start getting this questions and answers thing. Well, after it's all over, you know, we're done eating, we're all laughing, this and that. We go inside the house, and they go, well, we're going to have him pray for all you guys. I'm like, oh, no, you know what I mean? I don't want prayer. I'm just, you know, I'll get prayer. You know, that's a good Christian boy. I'm all right. Let's get prayer, you know. Oh, God, please don't tell him anything. Please don't tell him anything. Please don't tell him. You know what I mean? Because he's connected. And that day, when he was connected, he spoke to me. And the thing he said is, who told you that you weren't good enough? And I just lost it. I almost lose it right now when I hear it because it's not really him telling, it's God telling me. You know what I mean? So this verse that I just read now is real. Okay, it's becoming real. I didn't understand it before and I didn't understand that disconnect. I didn't understand what it was. But my entire life, and me and my wife have walked through this, my entire life, I've always felt something. But I didn't understand. I don't know if it started when I was 10, when my parents divorced. I have no idea. Probably people say yes. But I had no idea, really. I just felt never good enough. Never good enough to get married. Never be good enough to be a good father. Never good enough. I struggled with that constantly. And I didn't understand it. But when he called it out, like I said, you might have come here not knowing. But when I went to that breakfast, I didn't expect any of that. You know what I mean? And God calls that out, and now I get it. Now I know what it is. I can identify it, that the enemy's trying to say, you're no good. Look at what everything you've done, and, you know, you're not good enough. Look at the wife you have. You're not good enough. You're never going to be a good father. Look at your life. Look at your father left you when you were 10. You're not good enough. And the only voice now that I heard when Pastor Mike Connell prayed for me was like, who told you that you weren't good enough? And it was like God saying, wake up. Wake up. You are good enough. You are a righteous man. You are a righteous man. And I didn't understand that until that day. And now I can identify it. I'm like, my gosh, it's amazing when you get awoken to something that God has been trying to get to you this whole time. And it changes your life. You get transformed. And that is my prayer that happens today. Maybe you unwillingly thought, oh, I'm just going to come to another service. But let me tell you, even yourself, you don't even, like I said, I went to that breakfast not knowing what I had, not knowing what it was. I didn't identify with it. I didn't know what it was. But you right now, you may be going through something and you don't even know what it is. I pray as we have ministry time, God will reveal it to you tonight, and you can identify it, and now you can combat it with God's word. So now when I read this, it's very, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And it avails much in who? In us, right? You get turned on to other things like, wow, God is doing something in my life. In the past year, it's been amazing. Did I go through something difficult? Sure. But nevertheless, God is still on the throne and God is still doing some great things. In 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." So it's not because I did anything or I got some revelation that breakfast. I already was right standing with God. I already was righteous because I already had accepted Christ. What was the difference? My circumstance. The things that I looked at, the things that I was hearing, that God, and I put myself in, oh, I'm not good enough. And it's not what God wants. You are, you know, if he says, "For God made Jesus who knew no sin to be sin for Solomon, that Solomon might become the righteousness of God in Jesus." You start putting your names to verses, declaring things over your life, it's a different ball game. Your life begins to change. You begin to see things differently. You start taking the word for what it is. It's for you to get your life changed, to come before God and say, "God, search me. What am I missing? What am I not getting?" It's not a weekend, check out, chicken. It's time. Take a moment. Stop. Realize there's something happening right now. God is wanting to move in your life. And it could be that you don't even understand. That's why I said, I keep saying this because it happened to me. I didn't understand I wasn't good enough. I just knew there was something that was stopping me to get closer to God. And I didn't understand what it was. But let me tell you, God revealed it to me because I was ready to receive it. And right now you have this atmosphere that God wants to reveal it to you. And don't let this opportunity go by. God is desiring to get something to you. So when it's time for ministry time, don't stay in your seat. God wants to speak to you, wants to shift something in your life. But if you sit in your seat, you'll never find out what God has for you. The word of God can penetrate. One word from God will change your entire circumstance. God is in the business of restoration. God is in the business of restoring relationship. So I'll talk a little bit about the good stuff now. How about that? Okay. That was good because it transformed my life. But now when I'm praying, you know, I was going to men's prayer, and a lot of guys know about my father that came. He was, since I was 10 years old, he was a drug addict. And I'm 47. So it was a long road of prayer, even doubting, like, "Oh, this guy's never going to change. You know, oh, forget it." But when I got to that point, like, okay, I'm going to pray for him. I really hooked up with men at men's prayer. And they were pushing faith. They were, "It's going to be good. Don't worry about it. You know what? We're going to see him change. We're going to see him one day." And I started getting more specific in my prayer. Not that I just want him to get off drugs. I want him to be saved. I want to have a relationship with this man. Was that ever going to happen? I believed it. It was different now. Because now I was like, hey, I'm good enough. I'm a righteous man because Christ has made me righteous. Hey, I'm good for it now. I understand. So because I understand that, why can't God do it now? The only one that's limiting is myself. I don't believe, then I won't receive, right? If I don't believe, I won't receive. But if I believe, you will receive. It's just very logical, easy to understand. I love Jesus. You know what I mean? I love how God breaks it down for us. It's not hard. It's not, I don't have to do a bunch of stuff. It's very simple. Just believe. And so it took some time. Some of the guys that I was praying with, it took some time to see this man change. And a year later, on February last year, he calls me and we start talking on the phone. I'm like, okay, I started getting a little, okay, hi, yeah, okay. Because you got to understand, I ever get a phone call from my father, it was always either money or he wanted to yell at me for some reason. I didn't understand why. You know, I mean, it was just not a good relationship. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to dishonor my father because I love him. But it was very tumultuous. It was a very hard relationship. How about that? Okay. So as this as we were going on this relationship, my faith was growing. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, this man is changing. A man I thought would never come to Christ, never have a relationship with. Now I'm having a relationship with this man. And because God does miracles, my faith has grown tremendously. So much so that when God changed his life, not just my dad, but my uncle that I've been praying for, and you can ask my wife, I've had these two men on my vision card for years, probably since I've been to this church, 12 years. And finally, last year, both men came to Christ. Both men. That's a huge, huge miracle. And I say that because whatever you're believing for, don't give up. Stay the course. Be steadfast. Be strong. I want to inject faith in your walk right now. Hey, is it hard? Sure, it's hard. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have tribulations. But what did Jesus tell us? Be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. That is fantastic. That's, you can run with that all day. You know what I mean? We're going to run into things. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Don't get in your depression. Don't get down. Don't worry how it's going to happen. How am I going to do it? Don't worry about that. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So that's the thing I love. And I think I have a picture. I don't know if they, I have pictures of my father. And I wanted to present because Pastor Mike just mentioned it. But, you know, that moment when I'm praying with my father, that's just a miracle in itself. I just don't get, I'm just in shock. So this was just this Sunday. And church, I really want to honor the church right now. You, everyone here. Because when he came in, he was kind of reluctant. But when he came in, he was just like, wow, you guys just, they loved me. He's never experienced that. I mean, I can't go on to detail, but he's never experienced the love that he experienced here that day on Sunday. He's never, that embrace, it's not happening. He never, you know, I don't want to get into it, but you got to understand, church, you guys are such a blessing to my life. Each and every one of you, you are the actual, this is church. When you see a man come in, and he might look different, he might look, he has a past. No one cared about that. They just embraced and loved him, and he felt it. And I just want to honor you guys. Thank you, because it was a huge day for me. And we say it. Praise God. Thank God. Praise God. And just like your family, when you invite them and they come in, maybe this Sunday, it's going to be a huge day for you as well. That you're going to see the life transformation. You're going to see the restoration that you've been praying for and praying for and praying for. And when is it going to happen? Hey, it could happen this Sunday for you. It happened for me. Doesn't matter how many years it took. I don't care. I'll do it all over again. To have that picture and that embrace with my father, it's priceless. Because I know that God loves him, and God showed off in my life. It's unbelievable. I could tell you story after story after story. I got too many stories to tell. I can't. I gotta stop because I probably won't get invited again to speak because I'm just a huge storyteller. And the one that taught me that was, you know what? Jesus told a lot of parables. And that's how I preach. I just love telling story of my life because you know what? God has to be doing something in my life. If I can't tell you something that God's doing, something's wrong in my life. I got to always be on the cusp. Okay, God, what are we doing today? What am I doing? What am I missing? What do I got to get out of my life? What do I got to increase, decrease? What is it that's happening in my life? I got to be able to tell stories. And you might be having a rough go at it. And that's okay. It's all right. That's why we're the church. That's why I gave you that example of my father. He's had a rough life. But you know what? He felt embraced. He felt loved. And that, my friends, is that my church here, that's what you guys are about to do, the ministers are about to do for you. They're going to embrace you. They're going to love you. They're going to encourage you. They're going to edify you. They're going to say, hey, it's okay. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about what's tomorrow going to bring. God's got something for you today. God's going to do something great. Why? Because that's the kind of God that we serve. And I hope I gave that example to you clearly, because God is on the throne. God still does miracles. Take it from a man that I didn't think my father was ever going to come to Christ. it was a pretty rough road. But my gosh, I've had brothers here that, men that have prayed for me and prayed for my father, and I'm like, I'm amazed, and I love the fact that I get to share that with my church here. So I'm gonna invite right now, you guys can stay seated, but I wanna invite the ministry team up right now at this moment. I wanna do some ministry time. And God really showed me this for this moment. And what he showed me is when I got prayer from Mike Connell, not knowing that I was going for prayer, but God still revealed something in it. And you might have come and like, okay, I just wanted to come to church. But you know what? Don't let this moment pass by. This moment right now is between you and God. It's not between you and the minister. It's not between you and me. It's not between anybody else, but you and God. And let God minister to you. We're just vessels that God uses to get a word to you. Just like Mike Connell told me, hey, who told you that you weren't good enough? And that's something that you can get your word. You can get a word, one word, one sentence will change the course of your life. Trust me, it happened to me. And now I can identify it. And I pray whatever you come up and ask for prayer for, even if you don't know, I pray that it'll be identified tonight. Because once you identify it, you can combat it. So now when that enemy wants to come and tell me I'm not good enough, I just laugh. I'm like, I know who I am. You know what I mean? I have a word, I have a name to that. I am good enough. Let's go ahead and stand. We're going to go ahead and set the atmosphere, set the tone of what God wants to do. And if you're already feeling like you want to come up, come up. Don't waste time. Come up and get prayer. God is here. God is here. Come up and just get a word from God. God is wanting to speak to you. God is wanting to get something to you today. God is wanting to speak into your life. God is wanting to change the course of your life and restore what was maybe lost. Restore what is you are in need of. Restore the things that God has for you. Tonight be the night that you get totally and changed and impacted. God, I thank you right now, God, as I pray for this night, Lord God. I thank you, God, that those who are coming up, Lord God, that they will be filled and touched by a word from you, that whatever it is going on in their life, there is nothing impossible for you, Lord God. That you're a God that can and will do anything at any moment. You move things behind the scenes in our behalf because you love and care for us. It's the goodness of God that brings us to the repentance. It's the goodness of God. I have tasted and seen that you are good, Father. I thank you, God, that we have tasted and seen how good you have been. We love and care for you right now as we come right now, God, and we cast our cares upon you because why? You care for us. We love you. We thank you, God.
Wow, what an amazing word. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, listen, for more information about our church, go to www.awakenchurch.com. Or subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already, and download our app. It is amazing. It is chock full of incredible messages, information about upcoming events, and you can even support our ministry if you feel so inclined. We loved having you with us today. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Live a life that is transformative. Bye for now.